Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And I know, today your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever had an opportunity to spend the night on a farm? If not, would you like to? Well, be prepared for a very natural wake-up call. The sound of a rooster. That's something to think about. Well, speaking of roosters, today our lesson called The Year of the Rooster is all about roosters. So I hope that you like roosters. So the few things that we want to talk about are, first, some characteristics of a rooster and who crows first. That's a great question. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go talk about roosters. Follow me.
The Year of the Rooster. This bold bird is bringing in the Lunar New Year. Long before the invention of the alarm clock, farmers had a more natural wake-up system, the rooster. In fact, historians believe humans have relied on roosters to wake them up for nearly 5,000 years. Some characteristics. A rooster is a male chicken with a distinctive crow and long, flowing tail feathers. These male fowl are often larger and more brightly colored than hens. The rooster's comb, the soft, red growth on a chicken's head, is usually bigger than a hen's as well.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 characteristic 这个名词。 Characteristic 是指特质或特征。 例如, one characteristic of a great athlete is perseverance. 伟大的运动家的特质就是有毅力。 Characteristic 和我们之前学过的 character, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, 都可以翻成特质或特征, 但是 characteristic 是指特质之一, 但是 character 就是指有个性或个人风格的这种特质, 所以它是一个不可数名词。 例如, The antique armchair gave the room character. 这把古董扶手椅让这个房间别具一格。 其实我们看 distinctive 这个形容词, D-I-S 这个字首有分开或分别的意思。 所以 distinctive 是指特殊的或者是与众不同的。 例如, the distinctive smell of stinky tofu repels a lot of foreigners, but Chinese people love it. 臭豆腐的特殊味道让许多老外退避三舍,但是中国人却很喜爱。 或者是 her distinctive acting style got this beloved movie star another Oscar. 这位众所喜爱的电影明星独特的表演方式让他再次夺得奥斯卡金像奖。
It's the year of the roosters.
Gabe, can you do that one more time?
Why don't you join me, Rebecca?
Okay, ready? Yes.
Not bad.
That's not a bad rooster sound.
What a great way to bring in the year of the rooster.
And it's definitely a great way to wake somebody up. Have you ever been woken up by the sound of a rooster?
Let me tell you, Rebecca.
You tell me.
That reminds me of a trip that I took to Mexico several years ago when I was in college. A lot of students went down to Mexico. We all had to wake up early in the morning, and we all lived in these big tents. Well, my friend and I decided it would be funny to take some of the local roosters and send them inside of the tents to walk around and wake everybody up. Isn't that great?
Wow, you really did that.
Yeah, you don't need an alarm clock. You just send some rooster into the tent. They'll start clucking and crowing inside of the tent.
I bet the roosters did the trick and everyone woke up very quickly.
And very happily, too. I'm sure everyone was so happy to see a rooster inside of their tent.
Now, it's one thing waking up to the sound of a rooster.
Yes.
It's a totally different situation when you wake up to the sound of the rooster as well as the rooster walking all over you.
Well, we thought it was a funny sight. And yes, roosters are interesting creatures. I actually really like chickens, Rebecca. Do you know that there are more chickens in the world than people?
I did not know that. But did you know that I used to have chickens?
You had a pet chicken?
No, we didn't just have one pet chicken. We had about 8 or 9 pet chickens.
Wow.
Yes, and they laid eggs.
That's great.
And we ate the eggs. And we had no rooster.
You had no rooster?
We had no rooster. Nope.
Oh.
We had hens.
Just a lot of hens.
A lot of hens.
And a lot of little chicks.
Well, actually, no. We got the chickens when they were chicks, and then they grew up, so they were no longer chicks.
Oh, I see. Very nice. So it's fun. Chickens can be fun. Pets, they're kind of fun to watch walking around. It's fun to watch a rooster as well, walking around, looking all arrogant and proud. They're kind of fun creatures. Well, friends, we're learning about the year of the rooster. And if you were born in the year of the rooster, well, happy birthday to you sometime this year.
And happy year of the rooster. What we see right here in our lesson, this bold bird is bringing in the Lunar New Year. And you see those words, to bring in? We want to talk about those words. Oftentimes when I think of bringing something somewhere or bringing something in, I think about going to a party and bringing maybe a bag of chips or cookies or a drink. But that's not exactly what that means here.
Nope. You're right about that, Rebecca. Here in our lesson, to bring in means to welcome in some way. Everyone is eager for the new year. We're going to bring in the new year. So you could bring in the new year with a party on December 31st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could bring in the Lunar New Year around this time of the year. Maybe you could bring in your birthday at 12 o'clock in the morning with a party with your friends.
Oh, wow. Have you actually done that before?
Yeah, my friends brought in the New Year by surprising me at my house. I had no idea they were there, and they all popped up from behind the couches and surprised me to bring in my birthday.
So
it was very sweet.
So it was your birthday, not the new year.
No, it wasn't the new year.
Oh,
it was just a day,
okay.
Not a whole year.
Wow, that's actually pretty special. And of course, flowers can be bringing in the spring season. When I see flowers, I automatically think that spring is here or close by. But of course, we're talking about this rooster and how this bold bird is bringing in the Lunar New Year. And we see at the beginning of our lesson, long before the invention of the alarm clock, farmers had a more natural wake-up system, the rooster. Before we continue, let's talk about those words, long before. This just means way before.
A long time before, right? So, for example, I arrived long before you did. That means I got here first, a long time before you did. You can also replace the word before with after. I came, I arrived, and you arrived long after I did.
And long before I was born, my great-grandma, she traveled to America from the country of Ireland.
Wow, that was long before you were born.
It definitely was, but it happened. And of course, long before the invention of the alarm clock, farmers had a more natural wake-up system, the rooster. In fact, historians believe humans have relied on roosters to wake them up for nearly 5,000 years.
Yeah, it's a natural wake-up call. Well, let's learn about some characteristics, some things about roosters. A male chicken is a rooster with a distinctive crow and long flowing tail feathers. These male fowl are often larger and more brightly colored than hens.
Well, we have more to learn about the rooster, but right now, wait, what do we need to talk about now?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, that's a great phrase. Let's talk or learn more about that in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. If someone asks you a question which you don't have the answer to, what would be your response? Well, most people would probably respond with, I don't know, or I'm not sure.
Well, today we want to teach you another way to express your uncertainty. Your guess is as good as mine.
Right. This is an idiom that says, you probably know just as much as I do on this matter, which is not a whole lot.
Let's say Luke and I are at a basketball game and the score is tied. It's a really close game. So I ask Luke, who do you think is going to win?
Ken, your guess is as good as mine. Here's another example. Suppose you get stuck on a math problem and your classmate asks you, do you know the answer to this problem?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. Hey, Luke, how long does it take to become fluent in a language?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. But I know this. If you keep practicing it, it will get better and better.
我们今天来学一个实用的片语。Your guess is as good as mine. 什么叫做你的猜测跟我的一样？其实这句话就等于I don't know either. 我也不知道。这当然是用来答复人家问你的问题。Your guess is as good as mine. 言下之意就是既然你不知道我当然也不知道。要注意这句话只适用于对方跟你都不知道正确的答案。如果对方比如说你的老师知道答案却问你问题这样的回答就会显得很唐突傲慢。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。下次请关键。
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. And we're talking about the year of the rooster. We've learned that the rooster is bringing in the Lunar New Year. We've also learned a few characteristics of the rooster, but guess what?We have more characteristics to learn about right now. So what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our next reading.
The Year of the Rooster. Roosters are aggressive, territorial, and will sometimes growl at other roosters. On the other hand,They are dependable and take responsibility for the safety of the hens and chicks. Roosters will often find food and then call the hens and chicks to eat first while standing guard and preventing a disturbance from other males. Who crows first? Japanese researchers have discovered that roosters have a pecking order, and the rooster that rules the roost is the first one to crow.The other males wait patiently and then crow one by one in descending order of rank. Happy Year of the Rooster!
Okay, 接下来我们看 territorial 这个形容词。T-E-R 这个字根有土地的意思，所以 territorial 是指具领域性的或者是地盘意识强的。例如 The tiger in the cage showed territorial behavior when the zookeeper got near. 这只关在笼子里的老虎在动物园管理员接近的时候呈现了巩固地盘的行为。Territorial 也指领土的。例如 The territorial dispute was finally resolved by signing a treaty.合约的签订终于终止了领土之争。最后我们看 disturbance 这个名词 ,turb 这个字根有扰乱或者是使混乱的意思。所以 disturbance 是指扰乱或干扰。例如 ,local residents could no longer tolerate the disturbances caused by the bar, so they asked the owner to move. 当地居民再也无法忍受这个酒吧造成的干扰所以他们要求老板搬家。Disturbance 也指骚动或者是暴力事件。例如 ,many customers were injured in the disturbance at the nightclub last night. 许多顾客在昨晚夜店的冲突事件中受了伤。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue learning about roosters. So we learned about what roosters look like earlier. Now we're learning a little bit more about their personality. Roosters are aggressive, territorial, and will sometimes growl at other roosters. I did not know all of this about roosters. They're territorial. That means if they like a place, they will claim it as their place. But they growl? Like, I think of dogs when I look at the word growl.
Yeah, I usually think of dogs as well.
Yeah.
I think, you know, dogs growl at other dogs or sometimes even at people or other animals. But I never really thought of roosters as growling. So I guess roosters can be very aggressive. Well, we learned something else about roosters. On the other hand, they are dependable and take responsibility for the safety of the hens and chicks. So they're also very responsible animals. Now, if you take responsibility for something, that just means that you are responsible for protecting someone or something. So how can we use this phrase?
Well, what kinds of things should you take responsibility for? If you are a boss or an employer, that means you have responsibility for your employees. You should take responsibility for them. Everyone needs to take responsibility for their own actions and words. The opposite of taking responsibility for something is maybe to blame somebody else. If something bad happens, you don't take responsibility for it, you blame others. Hey, why did you do that? Of course, we should take responsibility for our own actions.
And of course, let's say that you're going on a trip somewhere. You could say, on the trip, everyone needs to take responsibility for their own suitcases. You can't just leave your suitcase anywhere. You need to be responsibility and take responsibility for it.
Yeah, you need to be responsible.
Be responsible.
And that's a good point, because sometimes when you go on a trip, then if you leave your suitcase somewhere, and then people, if they lose it, then they try to blame other people.
Oh, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, so you gotta take responsibility for your own belongings, your own stuff, when you go traveling somewhere.
That's right. And of course, today, we learned that roosters are responsible animals, and they take responsibility for the safety of the hens and chicks. Well, we also learned something else. Roosters will often find food and then call the hens and chicks to eat first while standing guard and preventing a disturbance from other males. Now, let's talk about that phrase to stand guard. This is also an interesting phrase to use when talking about a rooster, because I often think of soldiers standing guard
or
police officers standing guard.
The soldier has their gun over their shoulder. They're standing guard, making sure that nothing is going to happen, right? Now, I see these words stand guard or standing guard. It makes me think of a noun, someone, a guard who is standing. However, to stand guard, that means you are watching over a place to make sure that nothing happens. So, for example, sometimes you go somewhere and there is a restroom, like one of those portable restrooms. Rebecca, have you ever seen those?
You mean the porta potties?
Yes, the porta potties.
Yes.
Have you ever used this phrase when you need to use the restroom outside like that and you say to your friend, stand guard for me while I use this restroom because the door doesn't lock? So your friend needs to stand guard for you to make sure that nobody goes in while you're in the bathroom.
You know something? I have used that phrase in a similar situation. It's a very useful phrase for you all to know and to practice. So we have learned that roosters also stand guard in the same way that your friends, Gabe, can stand guard.
Right. Well, slightly different. But yes, it's good to take responsibility for the people that are under you and that you need to take care of.
Well, let's go to the last section in the lesson, and it's called Who Crows First? Japanese researchers have discovered that roosters have a pecking order, and the rooster that rules the roost is the first one to crow. Now, what is a pecking order?
Well, that is the rank from top to bottom. We could use this to talk about people. Who is more important? Who is less important? And it's the same way with roosters, actually this mm-hmm. phrase started with birds like the rooster because they would actually peck at birds that were not as important as they were.
Well, that's interesting. Anyway, friends, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit.
Well, friends, this is an alarm clock. It wakes us up in the morning. But before its invention, farmers had a more natural wake-up system. The chicken.
Not the chicken, the rooster.
Well, anyway, humans have relied on roosters to wake them up for nearly 5,000 years.
Wake up, everybody!
Roosters have a distinctive crow. And roosters look like chickens.
No, they don't. Roosters have long, flowing tail feathers.
That's true.
And roosters are larger and more brightly colored than hens. And we have bigger combs.
Bigger combs, eh?
Yeah.
And you're aggressive and territorial. Ooh. You growl at other roosters. Oh, bad birds.
Well, on the other hand, we're dependable. We take responsibility for the safety of the hens and chicks.
Yes, and sometimes you even find food and let the hens and chicks eat first.
Well, that's right, and we stand guard and protect our families.
Good birds. So, tell me about your pecking order.
Well, the rooster with the highest rank crows first every morning. That's me.
Oh, do you rule the roost?
Yes, I do. I crow first and wake up everybody else.
Well, good for you. But how do you wake up on time?
I have an alarm clock.
Well, that's funny. Everyone, happy year of the chicken.
Rooster.
Well, that's all the time that we have to talk about roosters, Gabe. Please put that away. But we have more for you next time right here on Studio Classroom.